Hello, it's Jeremy.
Hi, Jeremy.
Hey, can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can. Are we, this is Janet and Kirk.
Yeah, how's it going, guys?
Good, how are you?
It's just us so far.
Oh, really? Okay. Well, we thought we were late. We are late. So,
No, I think it's one of those days.
wow.
Everybody's running around.
Okay, well,
It's been
that
kind of
makes me feel better. We're not the only ones who's
not at
catching
all.
up this week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a crazy week, right? Everybody's back in
Yeah.
school, or I don't know, is everyone
Yeah.
back in school for you guys?
A
Yeah,
lot, yes. Yeah, a
totally.
lot of catch up and things left undone, left for this week. So,
Yeah.
yeah.
Yes, exactly. Well, how are your holidays? Everything go okay?
Yeah, everything was
Yeah.
good. Everything was good. Yeah.
No major meltdowns,
Good.
no major incidences.
Oh, what a
Yeah, it was
nice,
good.
nice break then.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah, I
Well,
know.
that is absolutely worth celebrating.
Yeah, it was good. Really
Yeah.
good.
Good. Oh my gosh, I'm
Good
so
for you.
glad. I mean, is that typical for your holidays that things go pretty well, or for a break time that things go, relatively well?
They typically do. I
Yeah,
mean,
yeah.
yeah, it was
Oh, good.
our kids are pretty low key anyway. So,
Yeah.
yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, I think, we don't have I think our the things that we struggle with are not as because our kids don't have the hyperactivity, so it's not like the high energy stuff that a lot of people on the call deal with. It's more just the procrastination and not follow through.
But on a
So,
break time, that's okay,
yeah, which is fine for the holidays because we were just hanging out, so it
Awesome.
was
I love
fine.
it. Oh, that's
How were
great.
your
Good. I'm
holidays?
so glad. They were
Yeah,
good. Thank you for asking.
good.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah, we
Good.
have the H, and so it's and also some
Yeah.
autism mixed in, and so it's when we're off of a schedule, it's a little more challenging in our house. But for the most part, everything is pretty good. So, yeah, it worked
Good.
out pretty well. No complaints.
That's great.
All good.
That's great.
Yeah. Hi, Christian. Did you just join us?
Hi. Yes,
How
I
are you?
did. I'm good. How are you?
Good. Good, thanks. We were just talking about how the holidays went. How'd everything go at your house?
A little rough, but things are better now.
Okay. Good. Good, good, good. So if you had to pick something to celebrate, let's go ahead and do a check-in. What would you want to celebrate? Something fabulous that's happened over the past couple weeks, or maybe something that's kind of still bugging you that you want to touch on? Either way.
Something I want to celebrate is my older son was in a inpatient psychiatric program for a week over New Year's, and he is home now and doing better and working really hard.
Oh,
And
good.
it's you know it's a celebration because it's helped all of us as a family realize that we've got to do something different, and I think we're being more mindful, which is good, instead of just in
Yeah.
crisis mode.
Absolutely. So it was a kind of a rocky break, it sounds like.
Yes,
Oh,
it was.
man. Oh my gosh. Well, you did the right thing, and I'm really glad that he's home now and that things are settling down somewhat, but I know it's a long road, so
Thank you.
I'm glad that you're at least on the next level. Yeah, hang in there. Who else has joined us?
Hi, Jeremy. This is Tammy.
Hey, Tammy, what's happening?
Well, then, I'll just fun stuff. Fun
Fun
stuff
stuff?
is my
Okay.
so yeah, it's my celebration. My college kids are home, and the little kids are just having a lot of fun with them. So,
Oh,
Nerf
isn't
guns
that cool?
everywhere, Nerf bullets all over the
Yeah.
house. All of that. So, always
Love
hockey
those
game
things.
going on. All that kind of
Yeah.
fun stuff. Yeah, all sweet play. So it's all
Aw, that's
good.
wonderful. Yay. I'm so
Yeah.
glad.
Yay.
Wonderful.
I know.
We gave
Me
up on the
too.
Nerf guns at our house. There's
nothing more fun than Nerf gunning your sleeping brother, so
Yes, of course. Right in the face, usually, right?
Exactly. Right. So
And then they have to
just
do it
a lot
again
of
because, the suction cup doesn't stick, right? Yes, you got to make the
exactly.
suction cup
Correct.
stick.
Correct. Yep.
Too funny.
Yeah.
Oh, that sounds like great fun. That is a perfect celebration. I mean, all of our celebrations are perfect because they're all amazing. So, and huge accomplishments. And so Janet and Kirk, I'm sorry, we were talking about how great your break was, but is there anything in particular that you wanted to celebrate or mention as we're doing our check-ins?
Josh, our oldest, finally, after 2 months of pawing, scratching and dragging, got his Eagle project done for Scout. So that was good.
Wow. Oh, my gosh, that's huge. What was it?
Oh, he built 72 feet of walk bridge through a swamp.
Wow. 72 feet of what? A walk bridge?
Dead silence.
The paperwork is the hard part. But he's getting that done, too. So that's exciting. It's really exciting. It's down to the wire because he turns 18 in March. So, and this is something that really, you know, could elevate his confidence and help him a lot down the road. So,
sure, 72 feet. Wow.
<Trailer load.
laughs> So he chose something real small, you know. Not a lot of work.
Well, I think the next section is over 100 feet to be done. So maybe our next son will do that one.
You're going to have the family bridge.
That's what he called it, Josh.
Great. Josh's bridge. I love it. You know, I have a Josh also, so I have an affinity to that. That's great. Oh, my gosh. So cool. Thank you for sharing that. Let's see. We have one more person who's joined us, and I'm not sure who it is in the Atlanta area.
Hi, it's Kathleen.
Hey, Kathleen. What's happening?
Hello.
Hello.
We're good. We're just getting back to the swing of things and had a good break and had a good family time.
Okay, cool. Was there one thing in particular that you wanted to celebrate as we check in?
There was no school, so there was a lot less stress.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, on the one hand, it's nice to get them back in school, but on the other hand, it's like, oh, now we have to get back to the the stress of school.
Right.
So, awesome. All right, guys. So we're going to talk about the topic, I think, today first and then kind of go back around and take aim because today's topic, and I think it's perfect that this comes right after the break because a lot of times, we need vacations from our vacations. And so we're on page 27 of the workbook if you want to follow along. And if you don't, that's totally fine also. And today's topic is putting your own oxygen mask on first. And you know, we talk about this a lot, and I think we all understand what that means and hear it a lot, and we all know that it's critically important, but I don't know that we ever really do a good job of it, even though we know how important it is. I think there's part of being a parent of a complex kid that makes us think that we have to put their needs first and our needs last. And, you know, we know, though, that if we don't put ourselves first and if we don't give ourselves the care and the love that we need, we're not going to be able to be the parents that we want to be. And not only that, but we're not going to be able to effectively model for our kids what good self-care looks like, because if they have this vision of us always putting our own needs last, then when they grow up, they're going to think that's the way they should be taking care of themselves as well, and we don't want that to happen. When I think literally about putting your own oxygen mask on first, Diane tells this story too, and it just cracks me up because I remember this happening when my oldest son was 6 weeks old, so I had been a mom for all of 6 weeks. We flew home from San Diego to Kansas City to get him baptized, and I remember being on the plane, and, you know, we bought the extra seat, and we had him in his car seat, and he's all buckled in, all safe, and flight attendant comes around and says, you know, if we get in trouble and the oxygen masks drop down, put your own oxygen mask on first, and then put your son's oxygen mask on, and I looked at her in horror, and I was like, oh, my God, no, I'm putting his oxygen mask on first because I'm a good mom, right? Then that's what you do. You know, my son has to breathe before I breathe. And I was kind of angry and snippy with her. And finally she said, look, lady, if you're passed out dead on the floor of this airplane, your son's going to die too. So put your oxygen mask on first and then put his on. And I was like, oh, yeah, that's a good point. So, you know, and that expands to everything else, right? For me, you know, we've talked about this before, I think, in terms of self-care. I have to work out pretty much every day, for at least a half hour, 45 minutes to kind of be at baseline. And on the good days, I like to get at least 6 or 7 hours of sleep. Now, you know, we have an 18-month-old, so that doesn't always happen. But, you know, on the days that that does happen, I'm a much nicer person. And I'm a much more capable person in terms of handling any sort of meltdowns or traumas or, you know, complex issues that come up throughout the day. So what I'd like to do is kind of go around and have everybody chime in on what it is you do to take care of yourself or put your own oxygen mask on first. And then we're going to kind of rank where we are on a scale of 1 to 10 with respect to our self-care. And then if possible, we're going to talk about what we need to do to get to the next level. Does that sound okay? So whoever wants to chime in first can just jump on in, or I can go around and call on people if anyone's feeling shy.
I usually play guitar when I just feel like I need a moment and need to refill my cup.
Uh-huh.
That helps.
Cool.
I do a horrible job.
You do a horrible job at what?
I do a horrible job at self-care.
Ah. Okay. So scale of 1 to 10, what would you say you're at?
2.
2, okay.
What do you think? I'm asking my wife what she thinks.
Oh, that's a loaded question.
All right, we can move on now.
Well, let's all take and talk about our own self-care. How about that?
Yeah, he's more aware of it now, which is a good first step.
Ah, okay. And what about
me? Self-care I work in healthcare. I'm an exercise physiologist. I'm into, you know, and so it's kind of my job requirement to practice what I preach. So, and I learned a long time ago, like you, that if I, you know, when I exercise in the morning, I'm so much nicer. I learned that early on too.
Yeah.
And I've really taken mindfulness and meditation a lot more seriously this past year, and that's made a huge difference too. So
awesome.
That's been a nice tool to add to my toolbox. So, yeah.
Oh, very cool. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's great. So, scale of 1 to 10, tell me where you feel like you're falling.
Just short of Mother Teresa.
I'd say an 8 to a 9. 8 to a 9.
Oh, gosh, that's awesome. I have to say, so this is the last class of the week or last group of the week, and you are the first person who's been an 8 or a 9. I think that's amazing. Yay. Mm-hmm. Everyone else has been like a 5 or a 6. So, yay. So,
thank you.
No, I think it's great. That's great. Absolutely great.
Well, we're a 4 at an average, though.
There you go. Okay. So, Kirk, what do we need to do to get you, you know, I mean, I'd like to get you to a 5 at least, from a 2.
I'm good.
What's standing in the way for you?
My OCD task-oriented nature gets in the way. Like, if there's dishes, then I can't see the value in walking on the treadmill unless the kitchen's cleaning it. These kind of things drive me nuts. They just drive me insane. So, mm-hmm. I can't sleep.
Because there's always something to do.
Oh, yeah. Our house is 200 years old. We got it. So,
but 200 years old? Wow.
Yeah, it was built in 1800.
That's awesome. Wow.
We're on the East Coast. We've got all the old houses out here.
No, but wait, great history. I bet that's incredible.
You know, I think one of the good things that he discovered is that he went to a meditation class with a friend, and that really, he liked that, and that was, I think, a nice source for him. So,
mm-hmm.
I can't do yoga. I fall asleep. But
Okay. So what a realistic action step look like? What would it be, first of all? What is something that you can do or that would help improve your level of self-care, and then well, you know, what would be the best way to implement that, or a realistic way to implement that, let's say?
I have no idea.
Okay. Is it playing guitar more?
I have been playing more because I've got a bunch of things coming up. So that's probably what's encouraged me to kind of get busy again and, you know, get more motivated in that direction, I guess. So
mm-hmm.
keeping those things ahead of me that I'm working towards is probably a good way to do it for me anyway.
Okay. So I don't want to keep putting you on the spot, but is there you know, a realistic action step or time frame or something that you want to commit to for the next week or two?
Well,
in terms
I've got deadlines coming up as far as I'm doing a bunch of home concerts to raise money to take my son to Haiti for Be Like Brit.
Oh, wow.
And,
cool.
So, yeah, there's definitely deadlines in place between now and April that were benchmarks for finance raising things that we need to hit. So that motivates me a lot. And I'm past the point where I'm exercising more and I'm feeling better. You know, it's not as painful. I used to call it the dreadmill instead of the treadmill, but I found out that's not the choice. Correct. So that's those things that
shift that
point.
Expectation a little bit. That's good. Oh, that's funny. All right, cool. I'm gonna let you pass on that one then. Shannon, do you want to get up to a 10, or you feel like you're pretty good at the 8 and 9?
I think I'm good. I'm
push her. Come on, push her.
Stretch goal.
I'm just my goal is just to pause more during the day. So that's my focus right now is to do more pausing during the day, to just take some breaths and get back to baseline more during the day rather than let it ramp up. So
that's great.
So that's my goal.
Tell me, do you mind sharing with everybody, just because I'm just so thrilled to hear you say that you're an 8 or a 9, and I want to know more about, you know, how mentally you make it a priority and how you make it happen. And I mean, you guys are busy. You got a lot going on. So just for the rest of us, I'm just curious, how do you fit it in? What do you tell yourself? Or is it about structuring your day or just making that time sacred? You tell me, what do you do in order to maintain that priority level for self-care for you?
Yeah, it's about structure, so I definitely structure my day around it. But it's also about making the connection between how I am and you know what I get from what I do. So you know, so noticing if I don't get enough sleep or if I don't exercise or if I don't meditate, then I don't like what I'm getting and that's not what I want. So it's keeping that focus mm-hmm. on what's important to me, I think, makes the biggest difference.
I love it. Perfect.
Yeah.
That's great. Thank you. Thank you for sharing that.
You're welcome. Sure.
All right. Who wants to go next? I know you guys are like, how do I follow that, right? Everybody else is an 8 or a 9 or a 10?
I'll go next. This is Christian. I would say I'm, you know, it's probably hovering between a 6 and a 7. Some days are an 8.
That's great.
I do similar where I basically schedule my days around my husband and I both schedule each other around our workouts. You know, averages 3-4 days a week I'd like to get more in. You know, I think the thing that my husband and I both recognize is that where we're lacking is our relationship to each other. That
mm-hmm.
sort of gets, you know, that's last on the list. But we're aware of the issue and trying to improve it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I would say our sleep is good. My sleep is good. Eating is pretty good. time management, I would say my relationships and time management are probably the two areas that suffer the most for self-care.
Uh-huh. And so what are you guys putting in place? You said you're aware of it and you're working on it. What kind of things are you doing to raise that level?
Well, we're trying to connect more with each other without our children present.
It's hard, right?
Yes. I mean, both, you know, just even going out to dinner, you know, that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And we're also just, you know, even down to trying to be aware of the tone of voice that we use with each other.
Mm-hmm. We do that too.
And just speaking with each other so that it's also a lesson to our children that, you know, we speak nicely and with respect to, you know, to each other, and that's what we need to do as a family. And then time management, that's a little bit more challenging. I think, I mean, I'm more aware of it, and I work harder at it. You know, I have a little notebook that I carry around in my purse that's, you know, it's a journal that I write down, you know, lists, things that need to be done, notes of conversations, just to sort of, you know, it's basically a memory tool for me. And then I have, you know, I have a crazy colored calendar that I use for work and personal items. And I would say that my husband's time management skills are not as strong as mine, and that affects my time management.
And so do you have a plan in place to work on that as well, or primarily you're focusing on relationship right now?
Focusing on relationship.
Okay.
Right now.
Yeah. One thing at a time. I think that makes sense.
Awesome. Yes.
Cool. So Elaine told me this analogy about a rubber band, and you may have heard this one before, but you know, when a rubber band gets stretched out, as long as it gets released and it gets a chance to bounce back, it stays flexible. But if the rubber band gets stretched out and is never released and never gets a chance to bounce back, it dries out and it cracks and it breaks. And so we have to remember that in all these areas, we want to be like the rubber band that gets a break, right? You know? As we get a little bit older too, you know, we don't want to, you know, crack and break. And so we've got to make sure we give ourselves that chance to bounce back so that we can remain resilient and be the parents and the partners that we want to be. Who's next? Tammy? Sorry, I just saw your name first.
That's okay. I've been reading actually at night. The fall since school started has been really hard. I mean, it's just been a really tumultuous time with one of my kids in particular. And then, but you know, well, I mean, you know, it's every day there's just stuff to work on. And before the break, the school called me like 3 times a week to go in there. But this week has been good, actually. He got to school every day.
Oh, good.
And he stayed in school every day. And he's going for his first sleepover tonight, so, ever in his whole life. He's 12. So you know, he found a little friend, and so it's
awesome.
Really good. But there's, to be honest, there's just been an awful lot of stuff this year so far to work on, and my little one too is having a hard time. And but anyway, you know, we're working on it. Anyway, I'm doing reading at night because my days, even though they, you know, sometimes if I plan a couple things here or there, I need to cancel them because I either have to run to the school or run to the doctor or the psychiatrist or, you know, something like that has kind of happened since school started. And and it's okay because I know it's a journey and all that kind of stuff. But anyway, so I've been trying to read at night. And then when my husband takes the kids to a hockey game or something like that, he'll take the boys with him. And so then I'll have kind of a little time there to do a couple things like that. I usually do some reading, you know. So, and then Dennis and I, Dennis, the sixth grader, he and I, we try and walk everywhere. We've done that for quite a while. Ever since I've been, you know, kind of clued in on the exercise part of the ADHD. So we try and walk everywhere. So we do that a lot.
But, awesome.
Yeah, so anyway.
So if you had to rate yourself on the scale, where would you put yourself?
Well, okay, it's low. It's like a 1.5. But I'll have to tell you, compared to last year, it's really far down the road. and I'm going to leave it at that. So, it's a work, and it's a huge work in progress, put it that way.
Okay. So you're saying that compared to last year, so your normal level of operation is much higher, but there's a reason that you are where you are. Okay.
Yes, it's all good. I mean, it's moving forward, put it that way.
Okay. So I'm hesitant to leave you at that, or to
no,
say
it's
that
a good. It's
good.
Really, honestly, it's really, it's. I mean, I will tell you, it's really a good thing, though. I mean, it's good. So we're moving forward. Yeah.
Okay. So you know, a month from now, would you say that we're going to be at a 4 or 5, or are we still going to be around a 1?
No, probably be a 3, because I have a plan in place to do a couple other things. So, yeah.
Okay.
If I can get there and the school leaves me alone, I'll be all right. For right now, I'm just doing things in the evening, like after they go to bed, because I keep getting phone calls all the time. It's just a tough place right now. That's all. But he's
Would you like some?
Much better.
Sorry,
doing much better. Yeah.
Good. So, would you like some coaching around the phone calls and, you know, what maybe a way to at least control your reaction to them, or how much of a time suck they end up being?
Honestly, when I get a phone call, I mean, my heart goes to my feet, but the phone call is always, please come here now. It's always that. And that's okay. And I walk, and while I'm walking, I go through the whole the minimized meltdown kind of thing. And then by the time I get there, I can absolutely do that whole thing, and it works beautifully. I mean, sometimes better, than others. But he's just had an awful lot to manage lately. That's all. He's just going through an awful lot of different things right now. So, but he's doing really well. For what he has to deal with, he's doing really well. So, yeah, it's all good.
Okay.
I'm trying.
Oh, no, I know. And, I mean, I don't want to give you more stress. To think.
No, I'm good. I just, I try and walk there so that I can go over it in my mind what to do and all of that kind of thing. And so, yeah, it'll be okay. Yeah. He's a lot further down the road than he was when I started with you guys, so.
Yeah. Oh, good. Well, I'm glad.
Yeah.
But you're part of that equation. And I know that by the time you get up there from the, the walking helps get you to a level where your interaction with him is positive. I just want to make sure you have some recovery in place for you.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. At night, I'm working on
the reading.
It, put it that way.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sometimes self-care is saying no. Another thought to throw out there. I have two.
I don't even have to say no, because nobody calls to do anything anymore. It's just kind of like it's just kind of an odd place to be right now. But it's okay. I mean, it is what it is, and the kids are worth taking the journey with. So it is what it is. It's all right. So. It's all good, really. It's very positive. So, and it's moving forward, so it's a good thing.
Hi, this is Kathleen.
Hey guys, I'm not really sure what happened there. My phone just like hung up on itself. That was very strange. So my apologies. Anything exciting happen while I was gone?
This is Kathleen. I was just checking in.
Okay. I missed it. Would you mind repeating it?
Oh yeah, no. I think that I have a lot of room for improvement.
my personal time is sort of at the end of the day when I just wrap up and watch the news and settle in for the evening, and mm-hmm. then I have some time to myself during the Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays when all the kids have somewhere to be, and but I try to fill that with work. It's just so mm-hmm. working on it. I'm probably around a 3.
Okay.
So trying to find some alternatives for childcare and switching off with people, bartering, sitting to have mm-hmm. some time to exercise mm-hmm. more than I am.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And is that the primary way that you take care of yourself is exercise, would you say?
Yeah, I mean, we try to eat well and get a good amount of rest, too. But it definitely impacts emotions when mom's not well rested.
Yes, because if mama ain't happy, right?
Right.
So in terms of a realistic action step to put in place, you said you're working on swapping daycare or childcare with other folks and trying to get some things on the schedule. What would a baby step look like?
Checking the kids in for some sort of daycare or bartering for once a week to have some time to work out or have a date with my husband, mm-hmm. something like that.
Okay. Are you willing to commit to any of those right now or to put that on the calendar to make that happen?
Yeah, probably in a month I could make that happen.
Okay. So what would need to happen to get that on the calendar for the next month?
I've got to arrange some childcare somewhere for
so
the kids to go.
Yeah, no kidding. So what's standing in the way of that happening now, I guess, is probably a better question.
Yeah, it's just time and money.
Okay. So let's think. Is there something else that you could do that might help me to meet a level of self-care or maybe less labor-intensive or less challenging to put in place right now?
I could wake up earlier.
Stay
up later. I don't know.
I'm guessing that is not going to be
in
keeping with your self-care goals. You tell me.
I don't know what you might be thinking of. But.
Oh, no, I'm not. I mean, I'm not thinking of anything. I know that, you know, a month is a long time and I know it can go by quickly. And you know, hopefully the goal of our call today is to help us all get something in place so that within the next week or two, we can help, you know, begin at least to improve our level of self-care. And one of the ways that we do that is by, you know, kind of committing to something or putting an action step together that's, you know, something that we realistically think we can achieve in the next couple of weeks. And so, and if it takes a month, it takes a month. So just right. wanted to make sure there wasn't any, you didn't want to brainstorm or kick anything else around that might be helpful and kind of in increasing the speed there.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay. Nothing comes to mind?
Working on it. Yeah.
All right. Okay. Sounds good. All right. I think that's everybody. Did I miss anybody? All right. Cool. Well, we're doing great on time, guys. So why don't we go back around and we can either take aim on something connected with self-care for the next couple of weeks or take aim on something else entirely. And remember, when we take aim, we're trying to get real specific about, you know, what it is that we're the change that we're trying to see, right? So we're going to focus on what that problem is so we can drive change. So if you want to think for a minute and then chime in, that'd be great.
Jeremy, we have a question if nobody else
yeah.
wants to jump in. So our son, Josh, like we mentioned, he's graduating this year. we're just really struggling with getting him on track with getting his grades up, and even this last bit of the Eagle project. And every time we, you know, say to him, okay, you know, talk about his grades, he shuts down. He just, you know, I don't know. We've been dealing with this with it for a long time, the procrastination, and the more, it seems like the more that we push, the less motivated.
So,
Sorry, someone just opened the door.
No.
So we're really at a loss of how to help him the best. You know, he's on the verge of being adult, and it feels like every time we talk to him, he shuts down, or, you know, I got it, I know how to do it, I'm on it, you know, and then he doesn't.
That's when my self-care goes out the window.
Got it.
He had to have a BCA at a certain level so he could ski whenever he wanted after school, and he can drive, obviously, to the mountains. So we let him go yesterday. I said, be home by 9. I told him that 3 times. He got home at 10:15, you know, and he hadn't done what he needed to do for school, and it's just so frustrating.
So what are the consequences for him, or is, you know, when that happens?
Yeah, so clearly we are not doing everything we can, because we are not. we're terrible at follow through. We're terrible at setting the boundaries. We'll talk to him about it, and then we get pulled in, because he's like, I got it. The more that you push me, the less I want to do, and we want him, and we know he can do it. That's the thing. He absolutely can do
it. Sure. Right.
And so
he's a living oxymoron. He'll surprise you with
he's
amazing
a teenager.
Things. And then disappoint you equally on the other side of it.
Absolutely. This is going
to
be classic teenager. Classic teenage behavior.
So,
I mean,
you know, do we just let him coast and let him graduate by the skin of his teeth and hope that he's going to put these skills in place at some point? the more we put boundaries, you know, it seems like the more he shuts down.
So, well, the thing is I suspect that you already know the answer to this one. But, you know, what's the story that you're telling yourself in your head when, you know, you're trying to get him to graduate or to focus on accomplishing these things and it's not happening? What is your fear?
The fear is that he's not going to...
That he's going to live on our couch forever.
That he's not going to live up to his potential. He's got great potential, and he's not going to live up to his potential and more for his own well-being. That I know he's disappointed in himself when he doesn't reach those goals, too. And I want him to have the skills to be able to reach his goals on his own. So the fear is that he won't live up to his potential.
Okay. And so let's say, you know, and I'm not saying that this is what's going to happen, but let's say that, you know, for whatever reason, he barely graduates, or he doesn't graduate and he needs an extra year or an extra semester. What if that happens, what is your reaction going to be?
What's our reaction or his reaction?
Let's go with you.
Well, sadness and disappointment, but, you know, knowing that he made his own bed, that's the consequence of it. And so, I'd be sad. And frustrated.
Yeah.
And disappointed in ourselves that, you know, that we didn't figure out how to help him.
But if we apply that 3 to 5 year rule, how does that change your approach or what you're telling yourself in your head? And I'm not saying that this is what's going to happen.
No, I know. I mean, next year he's planning on going to community college and living at home. So I almost feel like that's an extension of high school almost because it's not as big of a jump as going away to college. So,
Sorry, go ahead.
In my mind, I'm already thinking that that's the appropriate step for him because he is not as mature
mm-hmm.
as his peers, and he's not ready for that big of a step. So I almost mm-hmm. am seeing community college as an extension of high school or a next, you know, a kind of a bridge
mm-hmm.
to get to more serious college.
Mm-hmm. And is that
so,
something
yeah.
that you're comfortable with? I mean, it's going to be whatever you're comfortable with in your mind and comfortable with and the way you express it to him is going to be okay. And to some extent, it's about prioritization, right? It's, you know, what is the most important lesson for him to learn right now? When you were talking about, you know, being home at a certain time and getting his stuff done for school and your relationship with him, you know, he knows what the goals are and he knows what the expectations are. And do you feel like he's aware of the consequences?
Oh,
I don't know because so that's probably one thing that we can do is be more clear and about the consequences and about enforcing them.
Mm-hmm. And a couple weeks ago, we were talking about, the things and the skills and the life skills that kids need to have to be able to go to college. And it's a long list of things that's put out by one of the college organizations. And I'll have to find it. We posted it in the Lifeline group. And it walks through, you know, you need to be able to do your laundry. You need to be able to, you know basic things, you know, mm-hmm. wash the dishes. You need to be able to get out of bed on time for class. And this whole list of things that teenagers need to be able to do pretty much on their own to be able
mm-hmm.
to go to college and be successful.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing I like about that list is that it's not the list that we as parents put together. You know, it's a list that the college
yeah.
put together. And sure, there are,
yeah.
I mean, for our kids who have complex needs, there are accommodations that, you know, we can put in place that the colleges offer as well, community
right.
college or whatever. And more kids are taking gap years too. But just having that list so that kids have some idea of what the expectation is, I think is really helpful. And then it's not us
mm-hmm.
nagging them to do these things. This is just what you got to do, you know, and if you're not ready, you're not ready, and that's totally fine.
Right. Yeah. So when you say, that's good, and I'll look that up, definitely, that's really helpful. When you say, does he know
yeah.
the consequences, does he know the natural consequences or the consequences that we are setting? Which one, what are you asking?
Well, I guess either at this point or both.
Yeah. I think he knows
the
natural consequences, you know, although he's
yeah.
really good at putting things in his blind spot and not admitting
yeah.
that. That's a possibility.
Mm-hmm.
So,
when he came home at 10:15 last night, and the expectation was he'd be home at, what did you say, 8 or 9?
9,
yeah.
9, okay.
I don't really, I mean, it's first year driving. I don't really want him driving back from the mountain super late. Plus,
mm-hmm.
my OCD-ness won't allow me to go to sleep until everyone's home and safe.
That's just being a
know?
Parent.
So that just means that I have to stay up too late, you know?
Yeah, but we didn't,
yeah.
we didn't, there's no consequence for that.
Okay.
So,
yeah.
you know, that's definitely an area we need to work on.
Okay. You know, he may be thinking, well, next year, you know, if I'm at college, you're not going to know if I'm home or not, so
right.
why do
right.
I need to let you know now kind of thing. But,
right.
I mean, does he
is
know
it
that,
wrong
that,
to
that
put
it's
a safe?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like if he's living at home, those same boundaries will apply.
I think we should back him up by half an hour.
Perfect. Well, I think
but otherwise,
you know, he's aware
to just let him. If he's aware of the consequences, to let him do what he's going to do. Is that what you're saying?
I mean, yes and no. I mean, it sounds to me like there's several conversations or, you know, several different things that could be going on right now. And I think, you know, probably the first thing you need to do is get really clear with him on what you're expecting and what you think he's expecting, you know, start there
yeah.
and make sure you're on the same page. And, you know, and it may be that, I mean, it could be any number of things at this point. You know, it's the last semester of high school. He's got a lot going on. You know, I mean, it's scary. He may not be ready and not know how to tell you that, you know, it could be any number of things. So I would go back to the beginning of the model and just kind of get real curious about what's going on with you, what's going on with him. You know, are you guys, you know, united in your approach to what next year is going to look like, and do you have some backup plans, you know, and where is it from a priority standpoint? Is it more important? And I think it is. You know, our relationship with our kids is the most important thing. And if it takes them an extra year, and again, I'm not saying that it's going to, if it takes them an extra year to go to big college or whatever we want to call it, that's totally fine if that's what he needs to go and be successful. Because the alternative is, you know, that he goes and crashes and burns and is crushed, you know, from a self-esteem standpoint. And I know you don't want that to happen.
Right.
But I think it's a check-in. You know, it's a touchy time of year, to, you know, for him and in life. And so that would be my suggestion. But whatever, you know, how does that feel, I guess? Or does that resonate?
Yeah, no, that makes sense. It makes sense, and definitely to get on the same page that we're expecting the same thing. I think that's huge to meet him where he is and let him know where we are and find some common ground there.
Mm-hmm.
Probably is most important. Yeah. That's helpful.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And then, yeah, absolutely. And if, you know, and if it's a big deal that he, you know, gets home on time and he knows that it's a safety issue and he doesn't, then he needs to be aware of what your, you know, house rules are and what the consequences are going to be for that. And then, yeah, you do have to follow through. And I know it's a pain in the butt and there's probably going to be exceptions, but, you know, but that's, I mean, that's a serious, you know, it's dark and it's mountains and it's, you know, it's not easy for, you know, experienced drivers to drive. So I think that's fair.
Right.
Let alone a distracted driver.
Yeah.
So.
Okay. That's great. Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. Does anyone else need some laser coaching around anything or have any suggestions?
This is Kristen. I actually need to run.
Okay, bye.
Have a good weekend.
Thanks for being
Thank
here
you.
Today.
All Thank
right,
you.
Sure.
Bye.
Take care. All right. Well, I'll give you guys another second or two to chime in if anyone needs a laser coaching around a specific area. Okay, so let's do a quick checkout then. Just chime in and tell me what your aha or your takeaway was from today's call and what your realistic action step is between now and our next time together. And remember, you can change your area of focus, and that's totally fine, or you can stick with it, whatever works for you. Kathleen, you want to go first?
Sure. I think that just looking through about trying to pace yourself, trying to get through the week and balancing it. So my aha is to balance the time and try to carve out, probably do some better time management and a realistic action.
Mm-hmm.
I think for the next week, just trying to carve out an hour over the span of the week, 3 hours, you know, to try to do something for myself or to carve it out and trying to spend more time with each of the children individually. So,
mm-hmm. Is 3 hours doable, you think, or should we start with 1 hour? So we set ourselves up for success.
1 hour is fine.
Okay.
And the next
3 hours can be. Yeah. All right. Awesome. Cool. Thanks.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Oh, it looks like Tammy already bailed on us. So, Jan and Kirk, want to check out real quick? Any ahas or takeaways and action step for the next couple weeks? Don't lose you guys. All righty. Well, okay. We're done early. Everybody have a great weekend, and call or text or email if you need anything, and look forward to talking to everybody in a couple weeks. Take care.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks. Bye.